The movie The Interview was due to have its New York premiere tomorrow night. That's the goofy bromance starring Seth Rogen and James Franco, now in the news. The two stars play bumbling tabloid journalists who manage to land an interview with North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un, which catches the attention of the CIA.
We got the interview!
The CIA would love it if you could take him out.
Hmm?
Take him out.
Like for drinks?
Like to dinner?
Take him out in the town?
No, take him out.
You want us to kill the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What?
That comedy, which is also directed by Seth Rogen, is the target of hackers who broke into the computers of Sony Pictures Entertainment and stole an almost unimaginable amount of data. Executive salaries, embarrassing email exchanges, employee social security numbers, even complete unreleased movies. Now, the New York premiere has been called off. For the latest in this drama about a comedy, we're joined by NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
First, what happened with that premiere?
Well, yesterday, some news outlets received a rambling, threatening email claiming to be from the hackers. It was quite menacing and alluded to a 9/11-style attack if the interview was shown in theaters. They warned moviegoers to keep away, and they wrote, "If your house is nearby, you'd better leave." And they also wrote this rather cryptic and ungrammatical threat, I quote, "How bitter fate those who seek fun in terror should be doomed to." Now, Renee, the Department of Homeland Security responded, saying the threat was not credible. But still, Landmark Sunshine Cinema in Manhattan canceled the event altogether. One person close to Sony told us, if other movie theaters choose not to screen the movie when it opens to the rest of the country on Christmas, the studio would support any decisions that were made on their end.
So it's possible the movie won't be shown in some theaters. At the same time, the two stars of the movie, they also seem to have gone quiet. What happened with them?
Well, that's right. Seth Rogen's publicist told me he canceled a promo appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon that was supposed to happen tonight. But earlier in the week, Rogen was on TV's Good Morning America talking about the movie he starred in and directed.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what a North Korean citizen would think of the movie. I mean, in the movie, we go through great lengths to separate the regime that rules North Korea with the North Korean people themselves. And part of me thinks that they themselves would really enjoy the movie, but who knows?
Well, as the hackers continue to leak sensitive corporate information, Sony remains very tight-lipped.
And Mandalit, two lawsuits were filed this week. Tell us about that.
Right, Renee. There were two class action lawsuits filed on behalf of current and former Sony employees. Both suits alleged that the company did not do enough to protect data that was leaked. Sony did offer its employees identity theft protection for 1 year, but the federal lawsuit claims that's just not enough. I talked to the attorney, Carrie Loffenberg, who said there are potentially thousands of employees, past and present, whose leaked information may now be in the hands of criminals.
I certainly have heard from many, many other Sony employees and former employees who have had already red flags on their credit monitoring, who've found their Social Security numbers out on the black market, their kids' Social Security numbers out on the black market. I mean, it's just horrendous.
Of course, there's been a lot of talk about the catty leaked emails between top studio executives, and it's so crazy that there are even jokes that the behind-the-scenes drama at Sony should be optioned and turned into a movie itself.
NPR arts correspondent Mandalit Del Barco, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.